Hey guys, remember last month on the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast, I talked to you about going to the gym first thing in the morning, even though I hate going to the gym first thing in the morning. So why did I do it? Well, I was trying to prioritize my health, but also take advantage of an opportunity in my schedule and create good habits for myself. And we talked about how that translates into business and other pursuits of success. So today, I want to go back to that idea, but I want to talk more about the conversation that's in your head when you're actually at the gym. Once you've got up, you've got to the gym. Now you want to do the best with the time that you've allotted at the gym, even though you don't want to be there. So how do we motivate ourselves? How do we keep ourselves focused? How do we achieve, even though we don't want to do the activity itself? And then how does that translate into any pursuit of success? It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means. The Saturday Morning Hustle. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone pursuing success. Because you can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and become the next big thing. You got to work smart, work hard, and put in extra effort while everyone else is playing games and wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, and hustle on the weekend to be great. So let's talk about that. How do we become great? By adapting all the things that we tell ourselves in our heads, all of the ways we motivate ourselves when we're at the gym, even though we probably don't want to be at the gym. I know there's a lot of you out there who are great fitness folks and you love going to the gym. Cool for you. Most of us don't. So we're going to figure out how to motivate ourselves and inspire ourselves and coordinate ourselves, organize ourselves in order to be very productive once we've gone to the gym, even though we don't want to be there. So right off the bat, they tell you when you start working out, do the hardest part first. And you've heard that in business as well too, right? Do the hard part first, whether it's every part of your day, the part of your workout, or just how you launch a business. Do the hard part first. Do your research. Do your background work. Do the hustle work, the grind, the heavy lifting. You do that first at the gym, and you do that first when you're trying to achieve a goal. If you put it off till the end, you will dread it. You will doubt that you can do it. You'll even tell yourself, maybe I don't need to, and it's important, so it has to be done. So remember to do the hardest part first. Organize your workouts before you go to the gym for maximum efficiency. If there are combinations, arms, shoulders, back, legs, etc., that go together, or different machines you do that are close to each other in the gym or proximity, or if you need to do cardio before you do lifting, or if you need to alternate days so that you don't exhaust certain body parts, etc., you have to organize your workouts long before you go to the gym. So you do that to gain maximum efficiency. You don't want to spend 2-3 hours at the gym. You probably don't have 2-3 hours at the gym. If you only have 30 minutes, you need to do the best with the 30 minutes depending on your fitness goals. If you have an hour, you can do more, but it still needs to be organized so that you pack in the most workout, the best workout, the most impactful workout in the time you have allotted to go to the gym. It's the same thing in business. It's the same thing in pursuing success. You have to organize. You have to make a plan. As you do things, as you go through your workouts, you might say, well, this would have been better or easier or made more sense if I had done combination 1, 2, and 3 as combination 2, 1, 3, or A, B, C goes to C, B, A, however you need to organize it, an adjustment, and then seeing results. This is absolutely a pursuit of success. Organizing yourself, making the smartest approach as possible, doing it, and then paying attention while you're doing it to the feedback, to what's happening around you, what makes sense, what other people are doing that makes sense for you, etc. So organize long before you go to the gym to be maximum efficiency. Anytime you try to achieve anything, the more organized you are, and the more attention you pay to the adjustments you can make during the process, the more likely you will be successful. When you go to the gym, you have to be patient. You guys understand this, right? We're not going to the gym once, twice, three times, and all of a sudden just be super strong, super huge muscles, in shape, the six pack, all of that. We know that, right? Depending on what kind of shape you're in when you start, some people will take longer, some people will be faster, but you know you have to go into the idea of getting into shape as a long process. It's an ever-ending, continual process. You're not going to do it overnight. And so when you try to achieve anything great in life, do not expect overnight success. In fact, you don't want overnight success. You want to work through the process, all the lessons learned, all the things we talked about just previously about organizing yourself and the lessons learned as you do things. You're going to need patience to continually move yourself forward, understanding that today I won't get huge muscles, but I'll never have them if I don't do regular workouts on a regular schedule that's organized and meant to be impactful. So be patient and pay attention. The exercises that work well for you in the gym, you want to do more of. The exercises that didn't do anything for you, you want to do less of. You also want to continue to pay attention to, again, what other people who are further along in their fitness journey do for their workouts. And this is where you go to the internet, you go to the YouTube, you go to anywhere where you can seek advice for people who are further along than you are in the process. It's the same thing when you're trying to achieve something, when you're trying to start a business, when you're creating your self-brand. You have to be patient, but you also have to pay attention. You can't expect overnight success. You don't want overnight success. You have to continually work through the process with patience and consistency. Consistency is where you get your gains in the gym, and consistency is where you get your gains in business and any pursuit of success. It's one thing to have great ideas, have a great product, be really good at what you do, but if you're inconsistent at it, if someone gets a great experience one time and a terrible experience the next time, it ruins the great experience you give them. So you have to be consistent, and consistency comes from patience. Patience and consistency means you repeat what you do well and you adjust and improve the things you don't do as well in order to get those gains that you're looking for in the gym and in business. Now, when you're working out, when you're thinking about health and fitness, one of the things you don't want to do is eat too much or have too many calories, right? We all get heavier than we want to be because we eat more than we burn every day. Going to the gym helps us burn more calories, but you don't want to defeat that by then turning around and eating more calories, taking more calories in. You don't want to blow your gains on little stuff, the dumb stuff. Don't say, because I went to the gym today, I can have ice cream. Don't say I went to the gym or I've been good going to the gym, I can change my diet. Your diet and your gym and your routine and your fitness all goes together as a cohesive plan. Don't let the small things trip you up. And this is the lesson. The small things, sneaking a cookie, having some ice cream, drinking too much alcohol, all these things add calories that are harder to burn off. And you need to be in a calorie deficit if you want to gain at the gym, if you want to achieve your fitness levels. You have to have enough calories, enough protein and all that good stuff, so that when you lift weights and you build muscles, you can build those muscles. But if you have too much, it ends up in fat, typically belly fat. You can't see me right now, but I'm slapping my belly for sure. So don't let dumb little things like sneaking snacks or drinking too much or doing things that you know you shouldn't be doing ruin the gains that you're trying to achieve by being consistent and going to the gym, even though you don't want to go to the gym. It's the same thing in business. Don't let the small stuff, don't let your customer service slide. Don't let how you answer the phone, how quickly you respond to emails. Little things can go a long ways in creating consistencies. Once someone finds value in your brand and your offering, they can lose that value if you're not consistent in the delivery of it. So create an expectation and meet that expectation consistently. When you go to the gym, they tell you this: drink water. Drink a lot of water. Water is good for you. I don't drink enough water in life, and I definitely don't drink enough water pre and post gym routines. And I'm trying to get better at that, drinking water consistently through the day, replacing sodas, those extra calories with water, etc., right? All of these things are small things that you can do that help you take care of yourself, that help you do better, that help you make those small incremental improvements but eventually through habits and lifestyles. And that's how you go from being very unhealthy or out of shape to being healthy and in shape. So drink your water, pay attention to the details, and take care of yourself. Lube the machine. Give the machine what it wants. And again, take the advice of other people who are further along in the process. And this is where you can apply this to business. Looking at what other people have done, what other people have achieved, and then taking some of their best practices, like having lots of water on a regular basis, especially when you work out, are good things to keep back in your head and be consistent at. And all of these good practices, all of these good habits, all of these things can go together to eventually build something that is very productive. As you're at the gym yourself, one of the things you need to do is focus on the big picture. When you're lifting weights, when you're working on the walking on the treadmill, when you're swinging a kettlebell, whatever it's even stretching, whatever it is you're doing in the moment, it's that thing isn't the thing that gives you larger muscles and makes your belly flatter and burns calories. But it's all of the things that come together to do something bigger. If you ultimately want to be in shape, if you want to be more attractive, if you want to live longer, feel healthier, all those good things, that's the big picture. So you do the workouts, you do all of the different elements. You work arms and shoulders and backs and legs, not just one thing, but all of the things together create the benefit, the healthy benefit when it comes to the gym. And the value of your brand when it comes to your business. So do the small stuff and stay focused on the big stuff. And in fact, when you're talking about the small stuff, each individual exercise, each weight machine, each apparatus that you get on, every time you get on the treadmill, etc., right? Focus on the smallest pieces of that workout, that piece of equipment. When you're lifting, they tell you that when you are curling and you have your arms from all the way down to all the way up, to give it a squeeze and to go slow and to have good form. And more, it's more important to have good form and have control of the weights when you're lifting it than to lift heavier weights. Have you ever seen someone in the gym trying to lift something that's heavier than they really can handle and they've got bad form and sometimes they end up hurting themselves? You want to avoid all of that, right? So focus on the smallest movements, focus on the technique and the form, and focus on control. When you're in the gym, if you're in control, if you're using good technique, if you're using the appropriate weight and the appropriate reps because you planned your workout, you can achieve those gains you're looking for in business. If you will focus on the small stuff, we just talked about the details and how to do that, but also on your technique, on your processes, on your systems, on how much control you can create. Creating control in business, creating consistency in business, delivering upon those expectations. You see the theme, right? All of that comes together. So think about not thinking about going to the gym, lifting the heaviest weight you can 5 times with bad form and then leaving, but instead regular workouts with good weights that challenge your body. But you can do it with technique and control and form so that you do the best for you and don't hurt yourself all at the same time. That is a win-win. In business, do the same thing. Create systems, create processes, things that are repeatable. Take uncertainty out of your business, and then you'll have more control. The more control you have, the more technique you have, the less uncertainty you have, the less likelihood of getting hurt, which is a decline or a reversal of sales, of losing your best customer, of being seen as less than valuable, etc. So keep control through your technique, through your systems, through your processes, so that you gain more, grow and develop, and avoid injury or negative outcomes. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Now, one of the things we do when we're working out at the gym is we lie to ourselves. That's right. It sounds awful, but it really is true. We lie to ourselves. We tell ourselves 5 more reps and I can stop, even though we probably need 10 more reps. or we tell ourselves 5 more minutes on the treadmill when we probably need 10 or 15. Or we tell ourselves that if I work out super hard today, I can take tomorrow off, knowing I'll probably be back in the gym tomorrow as well. You lie to yourself to keep yourself motivated. One more set, one more rep, one more trip around the gym, one more mile, one more 5 or 10 minute segment, one more exercise, one more day of the week. You start going to the gym 1 day a week, and then 2 days a week, and then 3 days a week. Continually tell yourself, if I get through this, if I work out really hard, if I keep my technique up, if I do all these things, I can take a break, or I can go drink some water, or I can be done and go home. Once you get it done, you realize it wasn't as hard as you thought it was. It wasn't as dreadful as you thought it was going to be. And you might as well do one more set, or do 5 more reps or 10 more reps, or walk that extra 5 or 10 minutes on the treadmill. So it's okay to lie to yourself when it helps you stay motivated. And one of the other tips that we use in the gym, and I think it applies for business too, is counting backwards. It sounds simple, but if you have to do 30 reps of a curl, it'd be really easy to get to 20 or 25 and go, that's good enough. But if you count from 30 to 29 to 28 to 15 to 5 to 4 to 3, you have a destination. You know where you're going and you know how to get there. You might have to slow down. You might have to pause. You might have to stop, but you know how many reps you need because you've been working out consistently, because you've been paying attention to what works for you. And again, depends on your goals and how you're trying to gain or reduce, depending on your fitness output. But if you know you need 20 reps or 30 reps, if you know it's going to be a struggle, you start at the high number and count your way back down so that you're not tempted to quit. You can do the same thing in business as well. We started this whole conversation with doing the hardest thing first. Doing the hardest thing first is a version of counting your way backwards, but also organizing yourself and telling yourself, I need to do these things in this order, in this way, scheduling, creating consistency, etc. All of that is allowing you to not find a way to stop or only do part of what's necessary. Now, ultimately, when you're in the gym, you have to keep yourself motivated, not motivated for the entire hour, half hour, even 15, 20 minutes, motivated literally by the minute or by the second. If you're counting those reps, if you're trying to get through each set, sometimes you're talking about something that's 15 or 30 or 45 seconds. If you're on the treadmill, it's 10, 15, 20, 30, 45-minute segments. However it is, you need to focus on the smallest thing to stay motivated. Focus on each second, on each rep. Lead to enough focus on the next minute, getting another minute in on the treadmill, doing reps for another minute, continuing to work out for another minute. Those seconds lead to minutes. Those minutes lead to 5 and 10 minutes. Those 10 and 20 and 30 minutes all add up to half an hour or an hour or whatever it is that you have scheduled to work out. If you focus on the small stuff, if you focus on what needs to be done, if you focus on the how it gets done and the order it gets done and being using your systems and your processes and paying attention to what's working along the way, keeping motivated for 1 second at a time, keeping motivated for 1 minute at a time, for 10 minutes at a time, for half an hour at a time, for an hour at a time, for a day, for a week, for a month. You see how this builds up. You have to build up. So start with the smallest increments and move up from there. I tell you that the longest journey you will take starts with one step. This is the same thing. Focus on the next second, focused on the next minute. Focus on what comes after that, and don't allow yourself to quit or shortcut by counting backwards from the highest number, doing the hardest part first. You do all of that at the same time, it adds up to the workout that you want. That's how you stay motivated when you really don't even want to be there. And the last bit of advice at the gym, and this absolutely applies to business, but it also applies to you personally. And I think one of the aspects of this is, when you see things on social media or the way people talk about all the success they're having in the world, when you're at the gym, there will be people there who are in amazing shape. Bodybuilders, distance runners, complete athletes. They're in better shape than you are, and that's okay. There are people who are in less shape, are not as healthy, are not as fit as you are. They're on their own journey. You're on your own journey. The bodybuilders are on their own journey. The marathoners are on their own journeys. The D1 athletes are on their own journey. Do not compare yourself and where you are in the process and what you're achieving every day with anyone else. And the same thing in business and the same thing in life. Your business success is based on how you define what success is for you, understanding where you are in this process and where you're trying to go, what you're trying to achieve. Other people's success is not a barometer for your success, and other people's success does not take away from your success. When you're at the gym, you don't get muscles only a certain size because there's a guy across the gym who has the biggest muscles in the place. His muscles, his success, his workout doesn't affect mine. It doesn't affect what I'm doing for my health and my fitness on my workout. So some guy across the gym can lift more than you. Some girl on a treadmill can run further than you can. People have all different skills and abilities, and what they're doing is irrelevant to you, except if you're learning from them. If you can learn the things they did to achieve the goals that you're looking for, then learn that lesson and borrow from their expertise. It doesn't take from them and it doesn't detract from you, but do not compare yourself to others. Focus on you. Focus on your business. Focus on what you're trying to achieve in the process where you are, from a startup to an existing company to a mature company to something that has been around for 100 years. Don't compare your success at any point in the world to other people's success. Success is not finite. That other people having success does not take success away from you. And when you're on social media, when you're on the internet, when you hear people talk about themselves and self-brand themselves and market themselves, they're only giving you, on social media and other marketing channels, they're only giving you the best stuff, the most influential stuff, the stuff that has the most impact. They're not telling you how hard it was to get there. They're not telling you what sacrifices they had to make. They're not telling you anything that would benefit you other than if they can achieve, I can achieve. So motivate yourself, but don't compare yourself. Focus on you. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on what you're trying to achieve and why you're trying to achieve it. Focus on your goals. Focus on your objectives. Focus on your why. Go at the pace that makes sense for you, that works for you, that relies on the assets you have, the plan you have, the strategy you have, the ability to give. If you can only go to the gym 2 days a week, it's better than no days a week. Go do that. If you can go to the gym 5 or 6 days a week, you will see better results at the gym. If you can only work on your business as a side hustle, do what you have to do to get it off the ground. If you can go part-time, if you can go full-time, if you can dedicate your life to it, you'll achieve more, but it depends on you and your situation, what you're trying to achieve, and what you have available to do it. Do not compare yourself to anyone else. It's always a bad idea. Trust me on that. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast again. Going back a month to the subject we talked about, going to the gym when you don't want to, and expanding upon it today. I hope you got a lot out of that. If you want to hear more about that, if you have questions, if you want more details, hit me up on social media. You guys know how to find me. So leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I'd appreciate it very much. Follow Engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, the Facebook fan page. I can tell you I am not planning on being on Threads, so don't look for me there. But if you want past episodes, if you want some swag, like the Saturday Morning Hustle t-shirts, the Coffee and Donuts t-shirts, the Entrepreneur AF, and the new one, #WorkSmart, #WorkHard, gotta have both of those. All of that swag, all of the past episodes, the bonus content series, everything is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.